إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most evil of matters are the newly invented matters in the religion. And every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, it's not from al-Islam. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the hellfire. Believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I advise you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek clarification regarding the matters of your religion. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that there is an obligation upon you to have correct knowledge, the correct understanding regarding the affairs of your religion. Because by it, brothers and sisters, that is your path to Jannah. That is your path to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guidance and a mercy for mankind, people were upon blind misguidance. The religions of the people, the people of the book, they were altered. And the Arabs, they were upon an even worse state. They were not united together under one leadership, but they were divided. Each tribe had their own leader and their own rules of governance. Therefore, they would fight one another unjustly and transgress against one another. They would not differentiate between what is permissible and what is not, and between what is good and what is filthy and evil. They used to be unjust with their wives and their women folk. They would prevent them from inheriting. They would have fear of having a lot of children because they feared poverty. They would kill their children in fear of that poverty. They would kill their daughters in the most worst of ways by burying them alive because they feared they will bring shame to their families. Some of them would kill and sacrifice their children to get closer to the idols that they worshipped. They had the worst of religions. They had the worst of religions, and in that time, as they worshipped multiple idols, they worshipped trees, angels, rocks, the moon and the sun, etc. and etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. In a world of so much differences, he stood calling to Allah. They stood calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At first, only a few would accept Islam. Then more. And as the time went on, even more. Then they were persecuted very severely by the mushrikeen of Mecca. And they were patient and forbearing. And he still stood calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under those circumstances. Then they migrated to Al-Madina and they formed a great city with the Ansar, the inhabitants of Al-Madina, under his leadership, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the teachings of Al-Islam. When they were attacked by the mushrikun of Mecca, they would raise an army amongst them under his leadership sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to combat them until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them victorious and people entered in Al-Islam in masses. After his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his rightly guided caliphs, they spread Islam in the east and the west. Then, brothers and sisters, hypocrisy arose. Hypocrites, and by way of those who pretended to be Muslims outwardly, and on the inside they were not. An example of this is the fitna of Abdullah ibn Sabah, the Jew who pretended to be a Muslim, and he traveled to the different places, inciting hate in the hearts of the Muslims against the rule of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who was the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rightful leader and caliph at that time. He incited hate and claimed that Uthman was not the legitimate ruler, when indeed he was. His hatred-causing tactics caused a group to form, and they went and they murdered Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. So the murderous actions, brothers and sisters, of the Khawarij, the renegades, were initiated, and their fitna and their ways continues till this day. And Ali radiallahu anhu, who was the caliph after Uthman, he as well, he fought against them, and they murdered him. So, brothers and sisters, this fitna of the Khawarij still continues till this day. Their murderous actions occur time to time, and they do not differentiate who they kill. It could be Muslims, it could be non-Muslims. And what you see happening, brothers and sisters, regarding terrorist acts like bombing, etc., and cowardly murdering, is a continuation of their history. And these groups, they are a misguided, humiliated group. According to history, whenever they rise, they are eventually defeated and humiliated. These people perceive their actions to be good, but in reality, they are evil actions. They do not seek the correct understanding of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described them in a hadith. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يأتي في آخر الزمان قوم حدثاء الأسنان سفهاء الأحلام يقولون من قول خير البرية يمرقون من الإسلام كما يمرق السحم من الرمية لا يجاوز إيمانهم حناجرهم. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a people towards the end of time, or towards the later part of time, a people that they will be young and they will be foolish. They will be foolish. They will say and they will speak with the most eloquent and best of words. They enter the religion, they exit the religion as the arrow exits its target, meaning its prey, and their iman does not go past their airway, meaning their throats. Brothers and sisters, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described the attributes of those people, that they were going to come, and he explained about their fitna, and he explained the correct position regarding them. These people, brothers and sisters, they are a people who are far away from correct knowledge and understanding in the religion. They are young and they have distanced themselves from the scholars, and they live on these ideologies and hatred which they have made up and they spread. They have created differing, and they go against the main body of the Muslims, and they oppose any of the Muslim rulers. This is the consequences, brothers and sisters, of opposing the Muslim rulers and going against Allah's command, like it occurred to their forefathers who opposed Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum. This is how their fitna started. They opposed the rightful Muslim leader, creating hatred and murdering him radiallahu anhu. So the advice, brothers and sisters, in these times of fitna, is the advice of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith, Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu anhu qal, he said, وَعَظَنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَوْعِظَةً وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةٌ مُوَدِّعُ فَأَوْصِنَا. Irbad, he said, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he admonished us one day with an admonition which caused the hearts to tremble with fear, and which caused the eyes to shed tears. So they asked and they said, O Messenger of Allah, as if it is a farewell admonition, so advise us. So advise us. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Usikum bi taqwa Allah والسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بالسنة وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised them and he said, I advise you to fear Allah, to have the true fear for Allah, and to hear and to obey, even if a slave was put over you as a leader or as a ruler. For indeed, whoever lives after me will see many, many differences. So upon you is to cling to my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided caliphs. عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِثِ. Hold firm onto it with your molar teeth. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. And beware and be warned of the newly invented matters. For indeed, every innovation is a misguidance. So this advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times of fitna is that we cling firm, we hold firm to his sunnah, and the sunnah and the way of his rightly guided caliphs, his sahaba, his rightly guided caliphs, brothers and sisters. Cling to their understanding, to the understanding of this religion, their piousness and their righteousness, and do not go to the extremes of innovations, bid'ah, the extremes of terrorism. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said regarding this hadith, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded two things when these types of differences arise. And he said to obey the Muslim rulers and not to oppose them, and to stick to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, indeed, if those people, those renegades, those who commit these murderous actions, these acts of terrorism, if when they had uncertainties, they would return to the scholars to clarify it for them, they would have been in the correct state, and not by following any of those doubts which they have and which they spread amongst themselves. So it is, brothers and sisters, upon us to follow the advice of a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not the doubts of those who aim to deceive you. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لكم لي ولكم من كل ذنب واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Indeed, brothers and sisters, again, it has occurred any terrorist acts where people have been murdered unjustly. And again, it is a person which attributes himself to Al-Islam. Indeed, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, this fitnah, these types of trials, these tribulations, they come over and over again from those types of people following the way of their forefathers, the Khawarij of old. And they follow the Khawarij, and they are the Khawarij of this present day. Indeed, brothers and sisters, if you really think about it, what is the benefit of running over innocent people and stabbing innocent people? What benefit does that bring to the Muslims? What benefit does that bring to Islam? Indeed, nothing. What good has come through any of these actions that occurred in London recently? What benefit has the Ummah gained anything? Has the Ummah and he gained anything? Indeed not. Indeed nothing. Nothing at all. These people, brothers and sisters, they carry out these types of actions. They perceive it to be a way to paradise. They perceive it to be a way to get closer to Allah. They are deluded. They are deluded. They are not following their religion. They are not following the understanding of the early pious generations. Same as the mushrikun in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were deceived by the shaitan to kill their children in fear of poverty, in fear of being ashamed. These people as well, they have been deceived by the shaitan, thinking they are gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but instead they are gaining closeness to the shaitan himself. They're gaining closeness and to the shaitan himself. He's not bringing himself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ideologies, these actions, does not bring a Muslim closer to his religion, or closer to Allah, or closer to entering paradise. But it puts a person far away, but closer to shaitan, because these actions are beloved to shaitan, creating mischief. in the land, amongst the people. Brothers and sisters, indeed, we need to make sure that the children, our children that are growing up, that they are given the correct education and understanding regarding these affairs. Don't leave your children to go and to listen to anybody and everybody, or you just do not take care of their Islamic nurturing. Indeed, in the time that we are in, these doubts, they have been spread on the internet. They have been spread amongst the youth. So be careful and beware and be mindful of your children. Where are they taking the understanding of their religion from? Because indeed tomorrow it might be them who is committing an action, and which is opposed to the religion of Al-Islam. An action which goes against our principles, the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it causes chaos, causes corruption in the world. So fear Allah, mothers and fathers. Fear Allah, O guardians. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a responsibility over you. So take care of that responsibility and make sure that the Islamic education is from an authentic source. It is based upon the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf, the early pious generations. Not what the Khalaf invented afterwards. Not what the later generations invented and attributed to the religion. We turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in beneficial knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in righteous actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our families from the fitan in this time that we are in. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Aqimu as-salah.